on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Yes, it's the relaxed tones of the Hefner Room here at Maynard International Studios, and we have a special guest who has consented to come here. Who we got here?
Hello, it's Richard Saunders.
Well, of course you're sick of him. He's been on Bunga Bunga and he's on the Skeptic Zone all over the place. But it is his first time venturing into a deepest, darkest Maynard International Studios. And as you can see, it's a work in progress here, isn't it, really?
It's like walking through the time vortex.
Mm.
I do like the Shatner Room. Oh, but yeah. The giant Uma Thurman in the hallway next to Gumby, I think it is, the giant inflatable Gumby. And we walk in here for pictures of Hugh Hefner and Skippy.
A whole raft of VHS tapes over there. Over there we have just a small section of the CDs. Would you like to dip your hand into the river of content that is the Maynard CD wall? What do you reckon? What do you, he's running his hand. Hang on. Running his hand.
Looking.
Okay, there we go.
What do we have
here? Oh, well, he's pulled out the album Grr, It's Betty Boo. But before you get too excited, this is Betty Boo's second album, the one that didn't have the hits on it. The biggest song on this one is I'm On My Way. It's got a bit of a reworking in bits of it of a Beatles tune, Lady Madonna, which you will notice. And she's sort of trying to recapture her earlier careers there, you know. That's a good one to dip into there. And a 90s release from Betty Boo. Good on you there, Richard. You've picked the second best Betty Boo song.
I'm quite pleased that you have a James Kirk doll guarding it all.
It's still
in the packet.
It's a Captain Kirk action doll. It's in the packet, completely squashed, but it's ready to go. And there's a copy of my original release from 1990, 18 Explosive Hits and One Real Loser on cassette.
There's a format.
There's a format you don't hear much of anyway. There's Captain Scarlet up there, the I Dream of Jeannie doll. Let's get down with some Betty Boo here as Richard Saunders visits Maynard International Studios. Look, let me just show you this Skippy plate while we're waiting.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the Herb Albert is pumping along here at Maynard International Studios. Richard, we'll just go past the parrot there. Hello, parrot. Look, we'll just have a quick visit to the bedroom here. And look, that may look like just some wacky feature on the wall, but that is, in fact, my monkey G-string. You know what's important about that monkey G-string? When you wear it, if people touch you or if they give you some money... See? Fantastic. You see, you always know when I'm working a club.
I thought it looked like a sporran here.
Yeah, that's exactly. Look at that feature wall right next to the Pretty in Pink poster, which a listener gave me, which I'm very grateful of. Isn't it great?
I think this the poster is magnificent, but the wallpaper.
It is
in
just
all its faded glory.
But look, the carpet is the bright burnt orange that it was on the day. Look at that. It's fantastic. Yep, good old Masonite, that wall. That'll stop almost nothing. But here we move into the Shatner room, where the music, of course, is piped through. Pretty cool. Look, there's a 1963 edition of Modern Motor there, talking about the new Volkswagen Fastback that's coming out. Look, let's just reach down here. This is where the vinyl lives to a certain extent. Pick one of them, Richard.
I just
handed him. Yeah, it's amazing. You forget how heavy...
30 LPs in my hand.
Put them on the floor and make a mess like everyone does.
All right. Yeah, spread them out and...
Okay.
We randomly... Oh, hello. What's this?
Ah.
2JJJFM.
Oh, yeah, because I've been... In my career, I have been at Triple J and at 2SCRFM when they got rid of their vinyl libraries. And I just basically pulled up the Volkswagen and said, sure, just put it all in my car if you don't want the vinyl anymore. So, yes, you'll see many old Triple J albums there. And that's... that one there. Oh, I'll let you pick it because it is just so... There's such an eclectic range. You've got Colour Box down there. You've got the wooden tops.
A lot of things I've never heard of before.
Well, you picked up a particularly groovy... Atlantic Rhythm and Blues. That's Volume 2. That covers the years 1947 and to the early 50s. And that's got some great stuff. It's got the Mess Around on it from Ray Charles.
Yeah.
You in the mood for that? Most of them are quite daggy, but occasionally you get something funky. Well, like this one. And you do need a bit of that in your life, don't you, Richard?
You do. That's what I always say.
See, there's Pump Up the Volume there you just picked up, the Innsbruck Carpets, the Slits. With their... great punk band, all-girl band. I heard it through the grapevine.
This really is like walking through a time vortex, Maynard. It's quite incredible. What a collection.
There's that Mary Jo Stars album. There's the Adult Net.
You've got a collection that other collectors must...
This is just like a random 12 that I just picked out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a... Yes, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Let Them All Talk, the 12-inch of Let Them All Talk. That was a time when everybody made 12-inches, even Elvis Costello.
This is a better collection than the Record Crate in Glebe.
Out of all of them, which one would you pick from all that, Richard?
I think you can't go past Elvis Costello.
The 12-inch of Let Them All Talk, produced by Langer and Winstanley, who were the producers for a lot of the Madness stuff as well, with Elvis Costello from the album Punch the Clock, but this isn't the version that's on the album, Let Them All Talk. This is brassy.
Now I'm all over you, all over you.
To another part of the Shatner room now, where we have photos of William Shatner dancing with girls in a Las Vegas nightclub. And I'll show you this format. This is a format that you probably wouldn't have encountered too much unless you were doing radio work.
Cuts.
From the 70s. Yes, radio cards. They look like 8-track cartridges, but they're in fact 2-track cartridges. They have a foam pad that pushes the magnetic tape against the heads as it goes through. And the advantage of these things is that there was a stop pulse on one of the heads, so it would stop exactly where you wanted it to stop, so you could cue things up very quickly, like sound effects or things like that. And often many radio stations had their music on it, all their jingles and things like that. I'm holding the Sting for Maynard's Mastermind there in the 90s.
Okay, one more round to go in Maynard's Mastermind. What's the score, Maynard, and who's the final challenger?
There. And the reason I've got them there is that over the years, the pads deteriorate, and when you go to play them 25 years later, like we've tried to do, not only does the tape occasionally jam, but you've got to replace all the pads. So I've got to unscrew them, replace the pads, play them once on this ancient cart machine I have here.
But
good, solid piece of machinery, this.
Yep. Keep them forever.
Yep. Yeah. And I have 500 cartridges, and I've gone through 400 so far, Richard, so I'm working well.
A real cart machine. I haven't seen one of those for years. I was in a radio station in Sydney in 1985, Radio 2GB, and they were popping in carts all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. That's how they operated.
I'll pick something from my cart library at random. Pick a letter of the alphabet, so I'll see what starts with that.
W.
Let's find out what's in my cart library that starts with W.
Hi, this is Wendy James from Transvision Vamp. You're listening to Maynard on The Breakfast Show, JJJ. But baby, I don't care.
This is Woody on the Maynard Breakfast Show. It's Triple J.
Hi.
This is Woody Scott with the Today Show in the States, and I just want to wish Maynard a very happy 100th birthday. He looks like a truck hit him.
Hi, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Sunday Afternoon Fever with Maynard F-Sharp Krabs. I can't believe it!
I'm glad you've enjoyed your visit here. We're in just near the scenic toilet here, and Richard, as you know, I am interested in alien abductions, and as you can see in my backyard, it's nighttime at the moment. It's a bit chilly, but I've got the landing lights out here, and I'm hoping that these can only be seen from the air. You can't see them from the road. I'm hoping aliens will one day come to visit me.
It's quite amazing. You know, you've got all these lights spread out through your garden, and you can't see them from the road. And the first thing I thought of when we opened the gate was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when they have those special landing lights for those UFOs way back in the 1970s.
Yep, I'm going to be that funky guy on the keyboard that gets his ears blown out and the glass gets blown out of the kitchen when the aliens go... Well, look, thanks for visiting us here. At Maynard International Studios is a work in progress, except we don't know where we're progressing to, Richard.
Who does, Maynard? Who does?
Let's finish off with something poignant. I just use big words like poignant. Did you get me a glass of poignant?
Yes, coming up.
Waiting now at the beginning of the world for the next event on the card, which is Darwin's evolutionary endurance steeplechase to be run over 200 million years. Now it's a typical hot, sticky day here at the beginning of the world. The track is heavy as it's been raining for 50,000 years and there's large oceans and boiling mud pools all over the place. Now the early runners are emerging from the swamps and slime and taking up their positions at the barrier. The big brontosaurus settled down early, followed in by pterodactyl. Triceratops is moving in, stegosaurus is in. And finally, the big Tyrannosaurus Rex. All in now, evolutionary stakes. Lights are flashing. Racing, and the big brontosaurus jumped out well just ahead of a closely packed field of dinosaurs, passing the 120 million year mark, and already into the dinosaurs are dropping right back as they head for the first turn, and it's the early primates and dolphins jostling for position. Now it's the dolphins just in front, but wait, there's been an incident. The dolphins have dived back in the water and they're not coming out. From my position in the box, it's hard to say if there's any interference, but the dolphins are definitely back in the water. And now it's the early primates have the lead as they round the final turn. 3 million years to go and the race is taking a heavy toll on a lot of runners. Primitive man is hampering any number of species, but at present the field is Java man on the outside from Peking man and Neanderthal man and Cro-Magnon man on the inside. But it's Homo sapiens in front by a low forehead and bushy eyebrow. As they pass the final ice age and leave the prehistoric period, it's still Homo sapiens out in front. But as they enter into the Middle Ages now, a new challenge from the rats. Yes, it's the rats moving up on the Homo sapiens and they're reeling. But it's the Homo sapiens still clinging to the lead with the rats ready to strike at any moment. The rest of the field has dropped right back. What a thriller and what a race it is as they enter into the 20th century. It's the rats and now the ants and insects moving up on the Homo sapiens. It's the rats, it's the ants and insects, Homo sapiens neck and neck as they enter into the nuclear age. And now off they've finished from the cockroaches fly down the straits. It's the cockroaches, Homo sapiens, cockroaches, ants, insects, neck and neck as they pass them both. Well, I couldn't pick it, I couldn't pick it. Could the humans hold out? Did the rats snatch it at the post? Did the ants wear them down? And what about the cockroaches? A big bet for the future. The judges have called for either a photo finish or an oil painting. The numbers are going up now, and we have a result in Darwin's evolutionary stakes. It's mankind by a short head and half a brain. Correct weight and the time, 1987 AD. Thank you.
Your plans for the
maynard.com.au. Hey, you!